Very good, and welcome to the Fred Report technical market call for May 29th, 2025, the last call of May. Believe it or not, it is summer. The year has flown by, and we certainly had some interesting stuff. Let's talk about the market, stock market first. Basically, we've had a decent rally. We're a little bit overbought short term. It looks to me as if we've got a little bit of time working off this overbought, maybe into the first week of June. But we are still looking at the very strong possibility of a summer rally at least into July, and then we'll have to take a look at some things. One thing I do want to mention that I noticed doing the chart book last night, if you look at IWM, the Russell 2000 small cap, it is actually now starting to make a really nice looking head and shoulders bottom. As long as it stays above 190, you've got the possibility of a head and shoulders bottom with an objective of 225 on IWM here, and this makes sense. We still see accumulation in IWM, and accumulation on all the stock indexes did go up nicely on the decline last week. So everything seems to be going along and setting up for the rally we've been looking for from, say, the first week of June. After that, a little bit of pullback is possible, as we said, into July, August, and then again, we're going to have to look at that a little bit carefully. Let's talk about bonds here. TLT is holding on. We've got a weekly stochastic cycle on TLT. We've got having or a daily stochastic recycle. We've got a weekly that's oversold that should recycle. I know we sound like a broken record when we talk about 95 on that. I think we've got at least a shot to 90 here, and 92.50 to 95 is not out of the question here. The real concern, which we talked about on last week's call, and I've talked about, in various reports, is what happens after that when these buy signals on TLT go away and turn into sell signals. We do have the potential for a larger than expected rate rise to us. We'll just have to see how that happens, but I think that is comfortably off in the future. It's just something we have to sort of watch. Again, the way I have talked to investors about that in seminars and such is we now have a flashing yellow light, which means we have to keep going in the same direction, but look carefully to see if there's anyone coming to hit us, from the side, so to speak. So for now, we're positive on bonds. We do note also that corporates look much better than treasuries. And again, if we do start to have problems, we have a buy signal on munis as well. MUB is still below 105, which is a concern that says we could have higher rates. But that also has a little bit of a buy signal. We could see a move on that to the upside as well. We'll talk a little bit about commodities. Obviously, oil has been a little bit weak, but we have a daily stochastic sell on USO. But we have a buy on the weekly, and seasonality is turning favorable. So we would have to say that the next stochastic recycle on the buy side that we have in USO, we will be buyers of oil for a move into the end, again, a move into the end of favorable seasonality, which ends conveniently July, August as well. Gold has been a little bit perplexing. We're looking at GLD, as we mentioned yesterday, or sorry, in the weekly. Accumulation on GLD has continued to pick up. Not sure it justifies prices at these levels, but the fact is the daily stochastic is up and GLD is up as long as we see GLD above 302, and it is still above 302. So we have to be positive on gold as well. Let me take a look. I haven't looked at the weekly stochastic on gold before the call. Yeah, it's in sell mode. One of the things that is a little bit concerning here is we are basically sideways as this weekly stochastic has moved up. That's possible. We've seen that before. And the concern is if we stay sideways and we generate a sell recycle, what happens to GLD? It's not a market we favor, at least not without some pullback. But as we mentioned, we have been wrong on this market before, and it is still trending up. Looking at emerging markets, we've got a sell on EEM now, and we'll just have to see how that goes. International markets, also EFA has a little bit of a sell. Not enough to make us change our position on those, but just to note that we may see some sideways action on those into the first week of June as well. Other than that, honestly, we don't have a lot of changes to our commentary or views. Knock on wood, everything is working reasonably well. We did sell our trading position in NVDA, NVIDIA, at 140. The stock still looks decent, but our target had been 140 on that, and we sold it. A lot of the time, taking a trade of that nature like that can be selling it too, quote unquote, too soon. A good example of that is our sale on Tesla at 350 to 340 to 350 with the stock currently at 361. But again, trading positions, we do think that both of those names look attractive longer term. With that, I'm actually going to turn the call over to Jeff Garbaz and see if Jeff has anything for us. Not a lot of change for us this week. So, Jeff, if you're on.
So what do you make of today? It's pretty awful action. I mean, it was a gap open, and we've given up now almost the whole thing.
Jeff, we've got a nice, solid sell signal on the daily stochastic on SPY and QQQ. So we should see some sideways consolidation. I'm looking for sideways consolidation for a week or so and get these indicators down a little bit. And then I think we're probably in pretty decent shape. One of the things, and Jeff, I'd love to hear you comment on this, and maybe Bob Robbins will comment on it too. I don't look at earnings very well, but I did see some articles today suggesting that NVIDIA's earnings were a disappointment. And they certainly seem to be pretty decent to me. So if anyone has any commentary on that that studies these things, I'd be very happy to hear it. But the bottom line is, Jeff, we're due for a little bit of pullback again. We've rallied up nicely. And, you know, we get a little bit of pullback. We're set to rally into July, and as far as I can tell.
Yeah, but we've been consolidating for a pretty good period of time now. You know, we've been stuck in, like, let's call it 570 to 600 on SPY from, let's see, the 12th of May. So now tomorrow will be 18 days of that. And then next week will be 21 days. So are you expecting that to continue into June? Or are you thinking that we're going to drop to a lower level?
I think it's going to be mostly sideways. You know, Jeff, one of the things about the stochastic is as the fall-off numbers change, the indicator comes down. So for me, that would make some sense to see that happen and see. Now, again, too, it doesn't have to be complete recycle on SPY and QQQ. IWM is further down and building a nice little pattern. If it recycles, that might be the signal for the whole market to go. RSP is in the same situation, although it did show a little bit of relative strength on the way up. So I think we've got another week or so of this, and then we start a nice little rally that goes into July.
What if we rally back up today from the selling that we've seen in the first half an hour and go to like a new high? What would you
Jeff, that would mean, you know, since I'm looking for the market to rally and we're invested on that basis, that wouldn't be the worst outcome of this. Okay, it could mean that we're set to go now. But the last consolidation that I'm looking at that could be similar to this went from December to basically February, December 2024 to February 2025. It was a couple of months. I don't think this one's going to be that long, but you'll notice on that consolidation, we did see the stochastic come down on that consolidation. And I'm looking at a similar sort of thing here, although, again, things look stronger overall. I was really amazed to see accumulation go up on stock indexes as much as it did on the down week last week. I mean, that was really, really strong. And I think bodes very positively for the market. In other words, I guess what I would say is, Jeff, surprises here should occur on the upside at least through July, August.
Okay. What do you think of like Costco, which is going to have earnings today after the close? How does that look chart wise to you?
You know, those earnings, it isn't sell mode. Those earnings could actually put the stock down a little bit. Because it's in short-term sell mode. It's been a great long-term stock. It's still a favorite company longer term, but I think the earnings on this are going to be down. In fact, Jeff, if the puts have some decent lack of premium, I would not mind buying puts for tomorrow on this.
Okay. I mean, like, in the last 2 minutes, we've rallied, like, probably, like, 30 basis points on the Qs and SPY. I mean, it seems like we're not out of the volatility yet. Would you agree with that? We're still in a period of volatility.
My volatility indicator has come down enough to suggest that we actually could see some expansion of the ranges over the next couple of months. Now, again, remember with my volatility indicator, which, Jack, maybe we should publish this week, volatility is based at least in part, mostly, on the trading range, daily trading range of the indexes. So, with our measures of volatility, you can have volatility when the market goes up. One of the problems I've had with the VIX always has been that volatility tends to go up when the market goes down because the VIX is based at least in part on put premiums, and I've always felt that was a mistake. But we could actually start to see some more volatility here to me. We've had a nice correction in my indicator.
And how about TLT? Because it's, I mean, you look at the weekly chart, and it's retesting this, call it, 85 area.
Yeah, this is a base that should rally. And, Jeff, you'll notice the weekly stochastic has gone from a sell recycle to being oversold. And if we can turn that up, we should get that up move in TLT that admittedly I have been waiting for, one could say in vain, but, you know, it's just been bloody difficult to hold this, but it should rally.
I mean,
sorry,
in theory,
that was a bad joke, by the way. I deserve some credit for that one.
I know.
Yeah.
In theory, we could go all the way to 100 because we did that in the fall of 23 when it got down this oversold on the weekly and then rallied back up.
Yeah, this should rally. This should rally. And it should start this rally within 2 weeks, which is in the time frame that we've been looking for. And I do think, Jeff, I mean, I could be completely wrong about this, but I do think if rates come down and TLT rallies, the market will rally on that. I do think that move on TYX above 50 to 51 and change, which was actually the resistance, That seemed to scare some people. Okay, finally. The only problem now is everyone seems to be talking about the possibility of higher rates, something we've been talking about for a while. So I think that they're going to see lower rates before that occurs.
Okay. And then what about the dollar? It appears like it's on a weekly. It's kind of bumping into some pretty good support here from which it could rally back up.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, this is going to – Arch Crawford, who is one of the best market letter writers I've ever known in terms of marketing and stuff, my God, he was consistently in the top 10 market letter performers for years and years, and he claimed he did it with astrology. But he's a friend of mine. One of the things that Arch told me when I was getting into the business of writing research on my own was that whatever else you do, do not forecast that nothing is going to happen. Okay, and that makes sense. You want a dramatic forecast so people will buy it. But I do think on the dollar, we've been in a very strong uptrend since 2008. It's time for the dollar to go sideways for a year, and that's what I think is going on here. You're seeing bottoming patterns in FXY and FXE. These are markets that basically, if FXE can rally a little bit, the dollar will go down. It's poking its head right at resistance at 105 to 107, so I don't think it's going to rally much. And FXY, the yen, looks like it's going to stabilize after a huge decline we talked about. So I think basically we'll see the euro sell off a bit from resistance, the dollar rally a bit, but basically not a whole heck of a lot for the remainder of 2025.
Okay, sounds good. That's good for me.
I got a texted question on Salesforce, CRM, so before we go on, I'm going to discuss CRM, which is not a stock I know well, but again, this drop hasn't been terrible. I mean, it's down a good bit today, but basically the daily stochastic has been coming down for a while. It looks to me like this is going to hold the bottom end of the range at 250 and rally as we get a daily recycle here. It's trading decently as part of that little range, but obviously it's weaker. It's not a stock I particularly use or like, so we'll see, but 250 ought to hold it. With that, let me open the call to some questions for people and see if there are any questions from people out there in the field, as they say.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
Hey there, what's up?
So Tesla, so we bit the bullet, we sold it at 340, bought it back at 350. What do you think here, up to 400 by June sometime?
380 is what I've been looking at, 380 to 390, somewhere in there. I would consider as a trader, again, selling it. But as an investor, I still like the stock. And, you know, I had a good conversation with somebody who's an analyst in this area. And one of the things he mentioned to me was, it looks like the market may be underestimating the effects of robo-taxis and stuff being successful. And he mentioned that his maneuver at this point in time was to aggressively sell Uber and buy Tesla. He feels that Uber is going to have trouble if Tesla's robo-taxis and things are successful. I don't know the merits of that. Uber is overbought and coming down. Daily Stochastic did a sell recycle and it's about halfway down. And at the same time, Tesla has got overbought readings, not really a sell pattern, and the shares, the chart pattern looks good, so I think you've got 380 to 390 on it.
Yeah, and they got that robo-taxi launch coming in June here in Austin, so maybe that'll be a sell-the-news event, and maybe it pushes up into that. And then
that's very possible. And again, you know, remember when they launched the Cybertruck, which was indestructible, and shot a bullet through the window, and it went through the window? Yeah, I mean, but you got to give anyone, I mean, I always gave credit to NASA back when I was growing up. they'd shoot a rocket off, and if the thing didn't work, they'd go, oh, phooey, it didn't work, but everybody could see it. In Russia, they had plenty of failures. You never saw those. So, I think the transparency of the robo-taxis is going to be very interesting. I just, honestly, I've never ordered Uber Eats. I've never had the slightest desire to have a guy drive up to my house and hand me much. I don't even order pizzas to be delivered. I go pick the damn things up so they're hotter. But so I'm a bad judge of that is what I'm trying to say. I will say this on Uber is that I take Uber and versus taxis a lot of the time. And from airports, Uber used to be a really good deal compared to a taxi, and now it's not. So I take the taxi, which you can just walk out and get into rather than going to a special place for Uber. I take Uber back to the airport a lot. But from the standpoint of cost savings on Uber, which used to be a really big deal, not as prevalent anymore. So Tesla looks good. Uber doesn't look as good, but we'll have to see what the reason for that is.
Okay, how about Gilead here in the biotech space? It seems performing the best with a weekly recycle, turning back up, looking good.
Yeah. I think Gilead looks good. Let me look at Amgen, which is the one I'm recommending. It's also rallying. It doesn't look as good as Gilead does because that's the one I have in my sector review right now. But, yeah, we've got weekly recycles. These look pretty decent overall. So, yeah, those stocks should rally. Again, what's been interesting is the very big biotech stocks have been trading a little bit better. But XBI, in some respects, I'm just looking again. I haven't looked at this in a couple of weeks. XBI was looking a little bit worse than IBB, which is larger cap. And IBB and XBI have caught up to each other, so it may finally be time to see them go. Those look decent.
You think Gilead can get up to those old highs around 120 or so?
Yeah, Gilead looks like it could easily do that.
Okay. All right,
and if it stops
one.
At 118, phooey, we've done pretty well. So, last
right,
one.
One last one here. I don't know if we've ever talked about this one. Mountain, MTN.
That gap is probably going to fill a little bit more, but not the whole way. I would try to get this at 157.
Okay.
That would actually be interesting and sort of qualify as an island reversal.
Yeah.
But it looks like it is going to come down a little bit more. But the stock looks, okay. Let me look at the weekly real quick. The weekly chart is sort of lousy, but... Again, 157. Sorry, you've been watching?
No, I've been watching it for a while and haven't never pulled the trigger on it, but I guess now when they put back the old CEO, that's why I kind of gapped up. But maybe if it comes back and fills the gap a little bit, then maybe it would be worth a shot, I guess.
I'd say that would be worth a try. Feel free to email me on that if it actually does that, because I don't look at this stock often. In fact, that often is a euphemism for this is the first time I've looked at it in months. So
appreciate it.
Got it.
Hey, Fred.
Hey there.
This is Joe and Pepper Pike. Two quick questions. One, Boeing, what's it look like to you?
I think it's still, the longer term still doesn't look great, but the short term is saying this is really going to recover. I think you've got the 225 on it, and we look at it again, Joel, which means if you wanted to buy it here and look at it at 225, that gives you plenty of wiggle room if you decide it's not going to work.
Gotcha.
It is trading much better.
Yeah, that's what I see, too. And just one other. This is Amphenol, Alpha Papa Hotel.
Short-term chart looks really decent. The intermediate term is up and not horribly overextended. and you've got 10% risk back to the gap. So if you're in it, I'd stay in it. If you want to buy it, I don't think you're taking a huge amount of risk here.
Gotcha. All right.
Relative to the potential. Got it.
Take care.
Other questions? Thank you. Have a good week.
What are Yogesh here?
Hey, Yogesh.
So you made a comment about the Uber. Should we let it go here?
You know, I think you have to stick with it because the indicators are still basically favorable. But if it starts going much below 76, 77, well, say 77, I'd consider selling some.
Good. And you said Google trading things should go. So
yeah, let me look at Google. Yeah. That's improved. If Google, and I'm looking at Alphabet, the GL, that can trade above 175, that's probably going to do well into the summer. Well enough.
Google, keep it. NVIDIA,
yeah.
Let it go for the trading account.
I am, for the trading accounts, yeah, I would sell it. 140 was a perfect target. It hit it. One of the things that bothered me was it hit it overnight, but it's still there. But the long term on NVIDIA, this is a giant consolidation. And if this goes through 150, we could have another big up move. So as a trader, I'm selling it. As an investor, I'm going to hold it through summer and then take a look at it again.
And the parent year, we keep it, correct?
I'm going to keep that through summer. Yeah, I think the stock is still trading well. Again, it's had some huge moves. You know, you look at the chart on the weekly chart, and it looks basically like a pullback and a rally and then some consolidation until you realize that the rally has doubled the price of the stock, basically, from 65 to 122. That's close enough to a double that, right. And the high this week was 127, that, yeah, it's entitled to hang out for a bit. The stock is trading decently.
But the two last questions. One is, one stock is the FICO, F-I-C-O.
F-I-C-O. You know, I saw there was news on that. It held 1500, as it should have. That was support. And let me take a look at the weekly stochastic. I've always wondered, by the way, why they call it Fair Isaac. Most people I know don't think their credit scores are fair at all. you know, the stochastic is turning up. Maybe they're going to come out with a spinoff called you at FICO and call it Unfair Isaac. I don't know. But no, it's basically held on, and the weekly stochastic is turning up. Even more important, you had three big down bars, and it's stabilizing, and that usually means the stock is going to at least go sideways. I don't see a huge amount of risk in this here.
Okay. And the last question on NVIDIA. If let's say the trading range, when do you buy back if you sold it here?
You know, if you want to try to buy the stock back at 127, let me give you a better number than that, okay, Yogesh? At $127, and if it should make it to $123 there. And the other thing, Yogesh, is if it has a good solid close above $150, as a trader, I would buy that breakout, and I would sit there with a big grin on my face. I think the stock would get to 165 to 170 on a breakout. I'm just not sure it's going to have that breakout right away.
I would have sold NVIDIA at 136, 137, but because of you, I hang on, and now we have got better price. So thank you, my friend.
Got it. Yeah. And, you know, now, of course, all the people that were panicking about it that wanted to sell it at 100 don't want to sell it at 140, which I think is a sign I may end up being right about a trading sell here.
Agreed.
Okay. Thank you, Yogesh. We'll see if there's questions. Certainly. Other questions?
Hey, Fred. Jonathan Sard.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey,
Hey, good. Quick
Matt.
question on Apple. I know you look at the indicators and, you know, things can change,
Take
but I
care.
was
Take care. Bye-bye.
just wondering what your kind of intermediate and longer term outlook is on Apple. I'm sure, you know, most of
You
your
know,
clients have a lot of
I
Apple.
like the looks of the stock. I think it's a good long-term hold. I don't think it's going to do much. I think it's in basically a range from 200, say 180 to 200 on the low side, to 230 to 240 on the upside. And I wouldn't sell it long term, but this might be one of those ones that just doesn't do a whole hell of a lot for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we like a lot of your clients, probably have some clients that have a lot of Apple with real low
Yeah.
basis. So just
Yeah.
didn't know if we should start, you know, maybe unloading a little bit
You
of
know,
some of
if
those
you're going to
shares, but.
unload some, and I did take it off my favorable list a while ago, but not because I hated the stock, because I thought NVIDIA was going to do better, and it has. But you know what? I don't know if you do this, Jonathan, but this might be a good time to try to sell some by writing some calls.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so you
You
don't see a
know,
ton of downside
I don't
on
see a huge amount of
Apple.
downside on Apple. I think of my dear friend Arch, forecasting nothing is going to happen, but this really could do some sideways and build a base here for another advance.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Thanks.
Good. Have a good day. Maybe California Pizza Kitchen this summer.
All right. Sounds good.
Gotcha, bro. Other questions? Other questions?
Right, it's Chris.
Chris.
So on the stochastic side of things, when it comes to SPY, you're theorizing that we should maybe hang out for another week or two. What kind of upside are you seeing in this advance through July?
You know, we could get to 62. You know, we said at the beginning of the year, 62 to 6,400 on the spider, which would be 620 to 640. And, you know, Chris, I never do a forecast for the end of the year simply because that's one number on one day at a certain time. I don't think that's as useful as saying we could get to 620 to 640. And again, what's interesting is we've been looking at a market peak in July and then potential problems going into the fall. So all of this would seem to be setting up to make that work. Okay.
Okay.
You kind of worry when everything seems to be setting up the right way, you know, but that could certainly be setting up this way, and I think it is.
So, from your vantage point, do you think it makes sense to wait till next week if I were going to buy additional stock positions in the
If
general
you've got
market?
stocks that are trading the way you like to have them trade, if and in their prices you like, I would not wait.
What about the general market like SPY as that as a position if I were going to buy more of it?
I would probably give that a little bit of time on the downside, but not, you know, let's see, not too much maybe. You know,
Great.
I'm certainly, and again, you know, we're talking about maybe 8 points on the spider versus, if I'm wrong, 20 points to 25 points up. You know, if someone were going to give me a trade with the risk reward of 25 up and 8 down, I would consider taking that even if I was fairly certain that the 8 down would happen. And remember, I've gone into this several times on the call, but I'll go into it again. My favorite mistake is to say, I think this thing is going to go to 640, but I think I'm going to be able to buy it at 583, so I'm not going to buy it now. Right?
Makes sense.
I've made that mistake enough times that longtime listeners of the call are probably nodding their heads and go, here goes Fred again, screwing that up.
Okay, thanks, Fred. Appreciate your help. Have a good weekend.
Got it. Sure. And again, Chris, buy slowly over the next week. You don't have to throw all the money in this afternoon. And that might be the way to do it. Other questions?
Hey, Fred, John Ebling.
John, what's up?
Two of them. Excuse me. Merx, MRX.
MRX. Let me have a quick look at that. MRX. This is one I've never looked at. I'm not sure why it gapped down today, but it's got a lot of support at 40, and it's come close enough to that and held it that I would think that that 40 support is going to hold. You've got a weekly, a daily stochastic that's down enough that you have a high-risk buy. And the weekly chart, although it's new, seems to have support from 40 to 38. So if you really want this, this is the time.
Well, my cost is 40. I'm just wondering where I would put a stop or a downside alert on this thing.
Let's have a quick look at my parabolic system on the weekly chart. 37.85 is the weekly stop on the parabolic, and I was going to say 37 to 38, so that would be where I would put my stop.
All right, that's good. And then Palantir, PLTR.
I'm still happy with the name. I don't see a lot of risk here, and in fact, when I look at it, it's gone sideways enough that the daily stochastic has come down halfway, which is pretty darn good for a stock this strong, and the weekly is overbought and not in sell range. So I'm a holder of Palantir, and if it starts to move again and if it makes a new high, I would be a buyer through July. And so you know, my plan on this is I have a core position in Palantir that I occasionally trade around using PTIR, which is a 2x ETF for Palantir. Mm-hmm. But my plan on Palantir is to hold it for 4 or 5 years, no matter what it does. The only reason I look at it is because, you know, we get questions on it all the time and it's in the news all the time.
Got it. Thanks, Fred.
Sure. Yeah, I think that my old boss, Bob Robbins, is right that this could be a huge part of the AI revolution. And we've talked about this before, but if this is the next, if this is the Microsoft for AI, this is an easy shot to 400 or 500 from here. And if it's not, and it goes completely to zero, I'm not going to ruin my financial life. And I have a feeling I'll notice that it's going down and be able to sell it.
All right. Thanks again.
Good. Yeah, it's not going to zero overnight unless something really odd happens. And, you know, every time I say that, I think of all the odd stuff that's happened in my career. But I really don't think that's going to happen. So I'm a holder. But trading-wise, if this can start making new highs, it's probably going to get a good run in the summer.
All right. Thanks again, Fred.
Got it. Other questions? Very well. Let's see.
Hey Fred, can I ask you about one more name?
Yeah, please.
It's Nutanix. It's NTNX. They came out with earnings last night. The earnings are great. Stock opened up slightly and now is just kind of flushing. I'm wondering if maybe this is is this a sell, a buy, hold? What would you do?
It's right on support and the daily stochastic is coming down enough that I would probably hold this.
Okay. All right. Thank
sure.
you, Matt.
Got it.
Fred is Dean.
Dean, good to hear
you doing,
your
brother?
Voice. Everything's normal.
Absolutely.
You?
Good. Yes, good. Yes, sir. Got a question on the symbol Ivory. It's IDACOR. I like Ivory, D like David, A like Apple.
Ida, okay.
So it's a utility out in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
The majority provider out there, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly doesn't look terrible. I mean, it looks just fine. Let me take a quick look. Yeah, this looks pretty good. I've never looked at this utility in my whole life, but it's got a lot of...
It was featured in Barron's this week.
No kidding, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks fine. If it's got a yield and it meets your criteria, I have absolutely no reason not to be in it.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
It's got a 3% yield. Yeah.
Really? That's okay. And hey, my speaker's doing okay.
Yeah, good. And my best to Amy and Jody, too. Yes, sir.
You got it, bro. We'll talk to you soon. Other questions?
Thanks, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Yes, sir.
Could you please take a look at Team, T-E-A-M, Altazon?
Every time I see that symbol, I think back when I was a kid, there was a soft drink called Team that, frankly, was terrible. That's why we don't have it anymore, but I think of that when you mention this. You know, at this point, with a weekly stochastic buy and the idea that we could see a rally into July and a daily stochastic buy, I would have to hold on to this and even accumulate it while it's down here a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have no idea what kind of software these guys have, but it's a short-term base with a daily stochastic buy. It's worth a try.
All righty. Could you also take a look at Elf Beauty, ELF? That really took off today. I had been watching it, and it keeps slipping away from me.
You know, you're at resistance. You're overbought. Let me see one other thing here. You know, I think this could come back to 100 to 105, and you've got a lot of resistance at 125. So I would probably see if this can come back down a little bit before I bought it. But I would not be too cheap. In other words, if I saw this at 102 to 98, I'd buy it even if it went a little bit lower, if you want it.
Okay. A couple others. Could you take a look at PVH, Paul Victor Harry?
Again, a nice little consolidation. Support is 80. If you could get this at 83, I would consider it very strongly if you want it.
All righty. And one last one, just GGAL again. That is, looks like it's trying to recycle a little bit.
Yeah, it does. And the stock is also a base with support 55 to 56. So I don't have any reason to not buy this. And in addition, by the way, financials look pretty decent in for a rally into July. So this should probably do okay.
Okay.
We'll talk in July. I want to see, you know, I think I'd mentioned on the call before, when we were recommending financials 6-7 months ago, not everybody was on board with that. And now it seems to be a bit of a crowded trade. But I'm going to still let these run into July and see how they look. Because, you know, Bank of America, for example, you know, it's in a little bit of sell mode, but it doesn't really look terrible. And I think the stock can make it to my 48 sell point, at least, if not a little more by July, August. You know, so 47, 48, I think I'm going to get that. I'm going to stick with it and see.
Sounds great. And one last one. In the energy space, Permian Resources, PR, does that look like it's basing here and trying to...
Yeah, and oil is starting to turn positive seasonally here, like we mentioned. So, yeah, these, I think, I wouldn't sell any of my oil stocks unless they really were terrible.
Okay.
And had bad news.
All righty. Thank you, Fred.
Got it. You have a good day.
You too.
Good. And we'll talk, make sure we talk in July. You may have some long-term gains you want to take.
Thank you.
Other questions? Very good. We'll say going once. going twice. Very well. This will end the Fed report technical market call for May 29th, 2025. Everybody have a really good weekend. We're going to have some rain here in Atlanta, which is nice. It's a little cooler than usual. So you guys enjoy.